days, Shir Mishabriyami, Simon Tav Samach Beis, and we are up to halachos that we've mentioned so many times, but we haven't actually seen the halachos inside, and as it was referenced by the Mishnah Brura so many times already, but now we finally have the halachos of the Din Mei Peros Im Machmitzit. When you have in the dough, not water, but rather other types of beverages, such as Mei Peros, such as, let's say, natural orange juice or wine or even shemen, okay, will that be machmitz? Will the dough be machmitz? And what about, as we'll see, if it's a combination of both mei peros and water? So here we go. Sif aleph. Mei peros below mayim ein machmitzin klal. When you're dealing with mei peros, the halacha is the big sugya in Pesachim, but the bottom line halacha is that mei peros without any other water, just natural fruit juice, ein machmitzin klal. It's not going to become chametz when you make such a dough with the mei peros. It might look like it, but it ain't considered leavening. It's what's called. It's not machmitz, but it's masrichim. It's like a fermenting, but it's not a leavening, I guess, which is not something that is considered chametz. A souring, even though we know that sourdough itself is chametz, that's because it's a machmitzin type of it creates entities that are chametz. But again, so that's the point. Umuta lechol bePesach matza sheni losha b'mei peros afilu shasa kol hayom, and it's mutter and permitted to eat such a dough on Pesach made into a matzah, if it was made with pure mei peros, even if that dough that was to be made into matzah, that dough that was made with mei peros, even if it was standing for a whole day, so l'chaira, it rose, l'chaira, it's chametz, but no, it ain't chametz. Halachically, it's not considered chametz. Looks like chametz, smells like chametz, but it ain't chametz. Aval ein yotza b'yidei chavasa. However, so you'll think, oh, let me go ahead and make it into matzah. That's a smart idea. This way I don't have to worry about the matzah ever becoming chametz. No, you're not going to be yotzei with that either. Nei shehi matzah ashira ukroksiv lechem oni. Because this is what's called matzah ashira. And matzah ashira is not lechem oni. The only time you have lechem oni is if you have matzah that was made with flour and water, but not flour and fruit juice. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Mei Peros, Kikon Yayin Shemon, right? You go in, you're mixing it instead with water, you mix the flour with either wine or oil. Huadin, same thing with B'flayt Dvash, meaning the juice from dates, the Chalav and milk, Ushar Kol Mashkin, and all other beverages, the Yizbayer, Lekaman, like we'll see coming up in Sif Dalid. Sif Katan Beis, below Mayim, meaning it has no water at all. Hainu below Mayim Klal. Because if it had any water, afilu koshu, even a little bit, hare elu machmitzin, it is going to become chametz, as we're going to see coming up in Sif Beis. Sif Katan Gimel, klal. So he says it's not going to be machmitz at all. Afilu hemi peros chamutzin, even if it's from peros that are a shtickle sour themselves, just a shtickle fermenting themselves. Ein machmitzin es ha'isa. It will not make the dough considered chametz and leavening, sif katan dalid, kol hayom, even if it rested together, the mei peros and the flour in the dough all day, it's not going to become chametz. V'nispach habatzek, and the dough rose, ein zeh chimutz ela sirchon. That's not considered the halachic chimutz, but rather sirchon, a different type of processing, a different type of rising. It's not the rising of chimutz. Sif katan hey, yidei chovaso. But maybe you could be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with matzah shira? No, you can't, because that is matzah ashira and not lechem oni. She says, Hainu kezayis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Hey, Rishon shall stay alelos. Means you're not gonna fulfill the mitzvah of the kezayis that you have to eat on the two nights of Pesach. Sif Beis. Mei peros im mayim. What's the story when you have mei peros together with some water mixed in the flour? The dough is not just made up of flour and fruit juice. It's made up of flour, fruit juice, and water. So then it's mimaharim lahachmitz yoyse misharisa. So it's interesting. If you just had fruit juice, nah, no issue. You don't have to worry about it. If you have water in there together with the fruit juice, then it's going to become chametz even quicker than a regular dough with that just had flour and water. Therefore, hilkach, ein lolush b'hem. Therefore, one should not go ahead and make his matzahs with water and any type of other fruit juices in it because of the concern that it's going to go ahead and become chametz quicker, and it'll become chametz and not matzah. Bim lush b'hem yoyfe miyad. And if you did go ahead and knead with such liquid, with a combination of fruit juice and water, make sure you bake it immediately and don't let it lie around at all, even a second, because of the issue of it rising quicker, of it leavening quicker, of becoming chametz quicker. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Vav Im Mayim Bein Sha Mei Peros. Whether the Mei Peros, whether the fruit juice is merubin, is more than the Mayim, V'amayim Mulatin, and the Mayim is in the minority, Ubein Lehefa, regardless of whichever one is in the majority or minority. It doesn't make a difference if the fruit juice is the majority and the water the minority, or the water the majority and the fruit juice is the minority. Either way, it's going to be a problem, and one should not go ahead and knead with such a combination. The kasul achronim, the ein chiluk bein shenilosh tchila imei peros, and the achronim also write that there's no difference whether he initially starts making the dough with fruit juice alone, the achakach bo lamayim, and only afterwards the mayim got mixed into the dough, kodim shenefa, right before you baked it. Oh, the hefa, or the other way around. Not going to make a difference. The fact that the dough itself has that combination already becomes problematic, and you should not go ahead and do it. Then this yavesh ha-mei peros tocha kemach, but if the mei peros, actually when you did it first, if it totally dried up already within the flour, the achakach bo mayim aleihem, and then the water came on it. So then I aimed at beralacha. It's a little more complicated. You should check out the beralacha. Sif katan. Zayin nemahar limlachmitz, the dough will rise quicker, will leaven quicker, and therefore you should not go ahead and knead with such a combination of water and fruit juice. Ritzon lomar afilu pachas mishir mil, meaning it's going to rise in less than the shear of a mil, like the amount of time it takes to walk a mil, 18 minutes, right? It's going to go ahead and less than a shear of a mil, all is chametz. It's going to become chametz quicker than the time it takes to walk a mill, quicker than the 18 minutes, hilkach. Therefore, that's why ein lalush b'hem. That's why a person should not go ahead and knead with that combination of liquids. Because we're concerned that you might wait a little bit before you bake it. It might hang out, and in that short amount of time, it already became chametz. So, but if you did do it, then you should try to bake it immediately. And if you were over and you actually did wait around somewhat before you baked it. So obviously I'm not talking about where it's 18 minutes. If it was 18 minutes, then it doesn't make a difference, even if it was water. But let's say you didn't do it, you didn't bake it immediately, but you didn't wait the 18 minutes. So then yesh lesar b'achila, you should ask for b'achila, af shalosha shir mil, even if it didn't hang out for the amount of time it takes to walk a mil. Even if it didn't hang out, unworked, with no malacha being done to it, it didn't just rest by itself for 18 minutes, just having rested alone, without having been immediately put into the oven, such a dough that has a combination of water and fruit juice will be aser b'achila. Eliyahu Rabba mitzadid lahatir. Eliyahu Rabba, however, he's matir b'avsed b'ruva, af b'achila kol shalosha shir mil. Eliyahu Rabba is a big makel here, and he said when in a situation of avsed b'ruva, so b'di'evad you could even eat matzahs as long as you did not wait the shear of a mill when it was, you know, not being worked or in the oven. Lo minkar ba sim nechimas. The only time it's going to be okay, but the evid is if there's no signs of it being chametz. If there's any like little signs of it being chametz, then obviously you can't be makel. Benira demaya davar zeb shogeg. And it appears that if this was a shogeg, but vaday yesh lismoch lahakil be shas hadchak. He says, if it was done b'shoge, you could be sameich on the makel opinions. Like we said earlier, he says in Tafnun Hey, with respect to the issue of lisha b'peishrin, when a person went ahead and he kneaded the dough with lukewarm water as opposed to, you know, cool water. But dad, right, even though we paskin that the eved, if he did go ahead and bake such a matzah immediately, that's only with respect to it becoming being makel, not chametz. But with respect to it being a matzah that you could use to be yoked to the mitzvah at the Seder, the first two nights, not good. As long as it's meperos, I feel mua, even a little bit. If you taste the sweetness of the meperos in there, that's already mikri matzah ashira, it's considered matzah ashira, and the matzah ashira ain't yoytzim ba yidei chov, you're not going to be yoytzim your mitzvah, because it's matzah ashira, not lechem oni. And not only that, if you went ahead and you kneaded it with water, the achakach, kitva milmala b'meperos v'afa, and then afterwards you just smeared it on top with a shtickel meperos on top. It wasn't even part of the etzem dough and kneading. Gamkin and yotzei lichavaso the sulo avi lechem oni, because the matzah at the end of the day has together with it this meperos, which makes it into matzah ashira as opposed to lechem oni. Ad kan.